Hello again, everybody. Taylor Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with an update from the 2019 Central Montana Grasslands Policy Tour. That was a tour of Musselshell County and Petroleum County ranches that Leif Bakken and I enjoyed in the mid part of August. Guests of the Win It Aces program and the Northern Great Plains Joint Venture. One of the highlights of the tour was to talk to some young ranchers about the effort that the ACES program is going through to enable those ranches to be able to find grass to operate on, even though they might be just starting out in their operation. One of those ranchers was J.R. Lund from Win It, Montana, and I first asked J.R. to describe the new ACES organization in Petroleum County and how that group is helping young producers like him to get a start with land that they can operate on.
Well, the ACES is a group of farmers and ranchers that are working with different groups, NRCS, different programs like that, nature conservancies, and providing safe soil management solutions to what the people in the agriculture world are kind of facing, and trying to get more of our story out there in a more positive light.
What has it meant to a guy like you, a young producer that's been in, you've had cows now for about 10, 15 years. You've been trying to get your own ground together. You've leased ground, having a difficult time finding a way to run on pasture. So this organization actually stepped up and created a deal where you and a group like you can have access to graze some livestock.
Right. The ACES group is working on a project to put a grass bank together, kind of designed under the template for young producers like my wife and myself. We're first generation back to the ranch, trying to start from the ground up and trying to utilize a resource that they can get bought and we can lease ground at a competitive rate that we can stay into business with. The biggest challenge us young producers are going to face is getting your foot in the door to get leases and put operations together that way.
Just to characterize the size of your operation, you and your wife have about 1,300 acres of your own that you're paying on and trying to make get that to be in your ownership, and that takes enough all by itself. But this allows you to run, 50 more cows that you couldn't run before.
Right. So my wife and I, we run 300 head of cows total. About 200 of those are registered cattle, half of them being registered Angus, which we have a bull sale in March with those, and then the other half are registered Simmental, where we are a satellite herd for Gateway Simmental based out of Lewistown. The other group of the cows is commercial cows, and by utilizing the ACES, it just gives us another place to run cows during the summer months because we have a winter base camp is how we view our place. Our cows come home in the winter. We have to find grasses for them everywhere in the summer.
And like all producers, you have another job too to supplement the income on your ranch.
Right. My wife, she works from home. She keeps books for different ranchers and different companies. And then I myself, I'm an ABS rep. We breed right around 2,000 head of cattle every spring. And that's just kind of our main goal was to get this ranch going and being sustainable. In order to do it, we have to utilize every resource possible to us.
So describe a little bit more about the grass bank and how that works, how it physically works for you. How many of you are in it, and each of you makes a contribution to it?
Well, right now the grass bank consists of five young producers. Three of them are running yearlings out there, and then myself and another, Ryan Brewer, we're running pairs. Everybody's kind of running in common. All the yearling guys are together, and then Ryan and I are together. We all get together and go out there for work days to make sure the fencing's done and try to alternate times when people are checking on water and making sure cattle work is being done. And it's for a lot of those guys, it's allowing them to expand their family operations to where they have a winter base to go home to, but now they can get their own cows put together. That's going to help bridge that gap. When it's time to buy their parents out or take over a family ranch, they're going to have some equity that they can walk into it. So it's just it's really an invaluable tool for young producers to get on their feet and get going.
You called it a grass bank, and I think that's a good way to describe it, but it's also a little bit of a labor bank. I mean, we're standing here in Win It, Montana right now, and I'm looking around at all the people you could get to help you when you need help. In this particular case, what you've found is when all of you need to do something, you all pull together, and it's kind of like being neighbors at a barn raising.
That's right. Everybody, you know, you set your days on the calendar, and everybody shows up, and you can get through a pile of fence if you got, you know, eight to ten young, hardworking producers out there. You can get a lot of work done fast, and it's a good time to get together and just talk about other things that are going on in the industry.
Because a guy can't invest a lot of his day into a 50-cow deal somewhere, especially when you're spread out like you are. You said you're on four different locations, your ranching operation, 200 miles to get to all of them at the same day. So how do you manage them on the days when you're at one of those other three locations?
Well, on top of kind of those guys getting together and working on the Aces group, a lot of the leases, the neighbors that are over there, we also have really good working relationships with them, and they're close by. They're either driving by, or if they see something going on, they'll call. We do try to, you know, once a week make a good attempt to get to everywhere that there's cows. Obviously, middle of hay season and different times, it's a little harder to do that, but we rely on a lot of partnerships with other people that are close to the area. You know, if they see something, they call. If, you know, just situations like that.
Last thing, I guess, on this tour, you're having a chance here to show what you're doing to some ranchers who are, or guys that you and I respect and have been in this business a long time, and some others, some environmental organizations, some conservation organizations, some state agencies, federal agencies. You have a chance here to show it to them, and a lot of them don't really understand the economics that you face on a daily basis, but as they start to understand the economics, what are they saying to you, or what are they asking you about? What's impressing them about this?
You know, I think the kind of big takeaway is there's a lot of people that do understand how valuable the private ground is and how well it is taken care of. It's just outside of our world of agriculture, people don't understand that. And the more that they're getting out and they're doing these tours and they're seeing the wildlife and they're seeing all the benefits of what's coming with practices we've already been doing, it just seems like everybody's coming together, trying to get on a common ground, and know that this train is going to go the right way.
At his farm this morning, Bill Milton says 91 million acres of private land here in the northern Great Plains managed by private ranchers like yourself. And the other thing he said is we've got to develop the public trust. Are we doing that? Do you think you're getting that done?
I think we're trying to get headed that direction. It's not going to be a fast fix, and it's going to be a change for what the industry has been used to. But I think there's bridges being, you know, built, and I think we are going to get that way. And for my generation is going to have to deal with it a lot more than even the older generations as the things progress, is getting this public trust.
J.R. Lund from Winnett, Montana, talking about the Grass Bank and the Winnett Aces program. I'm Taylor Brown, Northern Ag Network.